Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, y'all, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
And we are a dose of melanin empowerment that is a reminder of how bomb you are and how dope you can be. Featuring edutainment about beauty, life, and health, mixed with a true depiction of how strong she can be. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome back to Shenanigans.
Hey. Jenny's looking at her phone like.
Jenny, let me tell you. Jenny ain't with it today.
Jenny, ready to go. I'm here and present and ready to learn.
Okay. Are you now? I think you're ready to learn later. I don't think you're ready to learn.
I mean, take me some time.
Hey, y'all. So
clearly, we're about to be out of control, okay? Just prepare yourselves now. We're ready.
It's warm outside. It's you warm. Know.
It's the nice time.
I feel like summer 19 about to be popping,
like,
you know, like that picture I posted on my Instagram story. That's gonna be me.
Oh yeah, with somebody's sons.
Oh for sure. Yes,
I had to go follow that page. Oh like, yeah, I enjoy those pictures.
Oh me too. I post them on my Instagram story every
like,
now and then.
I just need somebody. Like you don't even got to be my man, but I just want to do some stuff like that with you so I can. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, nice if you were. You know.
You know, but it's not a mandatory thing.
No.
Just be around to do the things.
I wish. It sounds so simple.
So simple. We were just talking about this. Dudes make things complicated.
They do. And they say that we're complicated. And it's like, no, bruh. That's we're not. All y'all.
Yeah. We're very clear about what we want and what we don't.
And they can say one thing and do something completely different.
Completely different.
And I'm like, what you doing, bro? Like, you making this. Don't be weird. I feel like right. I say that on a daily basis.
I say that so many times, like, on my way to work, leaving work. Like, why do y'all have to be so weird?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I try to be normal, you know, and then y'all start acting up, and then, you know, gotta
scale it back. Oof.
Y'all ready to jump into the icebreaker?
I am.
I have a fun one. Today, we're going to play Smash or Pass, okay?
Oh, this should be interesting.
So, I got a couple rappers that, you know, obviously, there are some obviously fine rappers.
Am I going to know these rappers?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know these people. There's obviously, like, some fine rappers, but I picked some that, like, you know... We might not all... They're not ugly.
Okay. Yikes.
No. Right. I'm like...
No. They're not ugly. But you'll see. Like, you'll see the ones okay. I like. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
So, the first one is Future. You smashing or you passing?
I'm passing that right along.
You passing Future?
I would smash Future.
Future?
Yes.
What's wrong with Future?
Future. I like him.
He's just not my type.
You know, he's not.
He's not like my type, but I give him a try.
He can't even talk to me, so.
Oh, yeah, y'all wouldn't mesh. Y'all like, wouldn't mesh at all.
I mean, all. Y'all smash it, so what you was supposed to talk about?
This is true.
How you like it?
I guess that is. I mean, but I gotta understand him when he's asking me that question. Yeah. I can't understand anything he says.
That's true. This is only the first one. All right. I'm passing Future just because he's like too much of a fuckboy to me.
Yeah.
Like too much. Yeah. Like I attract the fuckboys, but he's like on a whole nother level of fuckboy.
Cause how many kids he got?
Girl, I don't know, but he got like 6 baby mamas.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. That's all.
Okay,
I
you
was
see, I didn't know
say.
The severity of this situation. No, see, I'm not throwing all of that out.
No,
no, okay. It's just smash
well,
or pass.
First impression. Yeah,
yeah, just first impression. Okay, the next one is okay. Hear me out. Wait, I'm not saying I'm smashing or passing. I'm just saying. Uh-huh. New Gucci.
He's not my type either.
Pass. But yeah, I'm passing on new Gucci too.
But I know he looks better.
He looks nice. He looks nice. But I'm passing.
Yeah.
Got his teeth all nice. Stomach thing got flat.
I mean, you better probably get me old Gucci. We in that thing. Like, I mean, I'm just saying.
Jenny want old Gucci.
Oh, you want photo shoes?
No, I mean, I'm just saying if I had to choose if that was an option.
Okay, girl. All right, okay. The next one is Lil Wayne. I am smashing.
He got yuck mouth.
Girl,
he too small for me.
I mean, he's small. Yeah, he's too small. The small ones and the skinny ones. I would smash. It's not even about looks. It's just his whole. I love me a New Orleans.
I don't understand.
But
you know what? I've never understood Lil Wayne.
I've never understood
how he pulled the chicks he pulled.
Like the most beautiful.
Like, what was y'all really on? Like,
I get it. He got it. He's got it. Okay, the next one is Diddy. Smashing.
I smashed it.
Listen, I'm smashing Diddy and all his sons. Listen. Yeah. All three of them. I want all three of them.
You know, just give me Quincy and I'm fine.
I can take Quincy, Christian, and Justin. Yes, I know their names. I want them all. And the daddy.
Oh my gosh. I take Diddy.
I take Diddy.
Yeah. Looks like he'd be dancing in the.
Man, he be dancing after.
Dancing in the
be
cat.
Be like, you want some water?
Dancing in the cat.
Probably do.
He's like, you want some water?
Shitty old down to the kitchen.
Diddy bopping.
All right, let's take it down to the kitchen.
Okay, what about Big Sean?
I like Big Sean.
I like Big Sean.
He's cute.
He looks like he's boring.
You see, I like the ones. Well, Big Sean, he don't really rap, but I mean, he don't rap. He don't really sing, but he like rap sing.
Kind of, a little bit.
Not as much as Drake.
But he kind of, I don't know. I like
he talk rap.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah, he does talk rap.
He talks.
But yeah, I'm smashing. I know why they call him Big Sean.
Oh my God.
Told you be the skinny one. Oh. Speaking of skinnies, I got another one. What about Wiz Khalifa?
I never met.
I'm smashing. Send him
he's
my
your
way.
Type.
I never got with him. He got the. He's so eclectic and artsy. You know.
I've always loved him as like my brother, like my homeboy.
No, we ain't friends.
Oh, not we like friends.
That. Okay, what about Jay-Z?
No,
I'm smashing
Jay-Z.
Yeah, let me tell you why.
Why? Because his lips big.
Shit, because that'd be the only reason.
No,
I'd be him. No, lips.
He has like. He got big dick energy, okay? He has it.
He does.
And, you know, I'm into that. Yeah. Because sometimes your sex appeal is not just your face.
Just your looks, yeah.
It's your personality.
He's very
he's such a boss. Have you
put
seen
together.
Him in concert? Oh, my gosh. He is so good.
He's swaggy.
I feel like you're judging. This was not supposed to be judging.
I'm not.
You're just, judging me.
No, I'm not judging you.
And you just say, oh, Gucci.
No, I'm not judging you. I'm just thinking about Jay-Z and how
Yeah, and he got this little fro
locky thing. Like that.
I love it.
I mean, I don't like that. I don't know. It just seemed like he lost weight. Or am I imagining things? He seems slimmer.
He probably
and he just don't look
went
right
vegan
slimmer.
With me. I like
wow.
it.
Wow, he's been being vegan.
Yeah. Me. Okay, the last one.
The last one, I ain't had none.
Oh, you don't have this one.
Oh, is it my boo?
Young and May.
Yes. Let me tell y'all. That's my girlfriend. She just don't know it.
Oh my. That's big strap energy. I just cannot.
That's my girlfriend.
You know, be with nobody that look like they about to beat me up. I don't want to be scared.
No.
She's not going to beat me up.
She's going to beat somebody else up over me.
And I like that type of
stuff.
But I just feel like she could whoop my ass, and I just don't want to feel like that. I mean, a man could too, but it's not the same.
No.
You smashing or passing?
She was, yeah. She be looking good. I don't know what you talking about.
She was good.
Oh, okay, that's all I got. Y'all interested? Aisha ain't smashing nobody.
Nobody. Jenny nobody Mo. But Diddy and Young and May. What a combo. Get those two together.
First of all, I did not put Drake down because I knew both of y'all was going to be smashing, and I'm definitely passing on Drake. I will pass him right along to y'all.
He didn't got these not. Strong arms.
No.
Let me tell y'all something.
He does not do it for me.
Dude's big old arms and like strong hands. Mm. Yes.
No. I mean, yes to that, but not to Drake.
No. I can't. You're a hater.
Whatever. I guess I'll just keep on going, keep this thing going.
Keep it rolling.
Yeah, just hop right into our hot topic today. This might get heated, you know. So I hope you are someplace where you can really listen to this, because it's about to go down.
You got kids in the car, put them out, because we're going to be cussing.
This is an adult conversation. Today, we are going to talk about ghosting. Mm. And for those of you that don't know what it is, which I'm sure we all do because it's 2019, it's like when you are dating somebody, talking, whatever, and then out of the blue, they just stop communicating with you. Just cold turkey, just ignoring texts, ignoring phone calls, just disappear.
Gone. Ghost.
Which I feel like is a phenomenon now. Maybe it always has been a thing, but I just feel lately.
It has a name.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so it's a thing.
I think before it was a thing, we just didn't have a name for it.
Yeah. I agree.
Now we do, and it's thoroughly appropriate.
Yeah. So how y'all feel about ghosting?
It's some bullshit.
It really is. Like it's very traumatizing. Mm-hmm. It is a traumatizing thing to you being connected to somebody and then all of a sudden
you gone.
They disappear.
Right? Yeah.
Like, and for what reason?
Mm-hmm. Because you know what? I think what pisses me off, I'm probably jumping ahead, but what pisses me off about it is people that come back after they've ghosted and they want to tell you the reason why they ghosted, and it's stupid. Like, it don't make no sense. And it's like, you really thought that that was like a reason, like, and it was a good one? Like, what's wrong with you?
Do you ever think that there is a good reason to ghost?
No.
I don't either, but.
There isn't. Cool. But I mean, I think that there's certain circumstances where it's like, okay, I understand. I would have understood if you would have just said that. But still, it could have been communicated, and ghosting didn't even have to be a thing.
I agree. I think there's a difference between falling back
in
an appropriate setting.
Yes.
But I feel like you straight up cutting off all communication with me out of the blue. You see me texting you. You see me calling. And you just flat out ignoring me.
Yeah.
Like, rude. I think, that's very disrespectful.
So do you think that when it comes to ghosting, the level of the situation or whatever it is that you have with someone matters? Because it's like, if you, like, for example, like, is it appropriate, like, if you've never met the person face to face, like, if, like, you know, you are like messaging and like maybe it's somebody who you thought that you were interested in and you realize like, yeah, I probably wasn't interested in this person and you never met them or like, and I know that we kind of just asked that question like, is it ever a right thing to do? But I mean, do you think like the level of the situation or relationship or whatever
matters? I mean, I got some friends that get real, butt hurt when people don't hit them up and they just got their number or whatever. I don't get pressed about stuff like that, but I don't know. I think it does, because I think that you hold people at a different level when you have a different type of relationship. Like, whether it's, oh, we've been talking for a while, or oh, we've been dealing with each other for a while, So I wouldn't expect you to do that.
Yeah.
I think that there's a certain level of expectation there that we should be able to talk about where we're at.
Yeah, because yeah. I think that, you know, it's one thing if, oh, we're just like casually kicking it and then it just kind of falls apart. Mm-hmm. Like both ends, and we just stop communicating or whatever. But if we're like in it on whatever level and we have this routine type of conversation and I'm intentionally like reaching out to you and you are intentionally ignoring me, mm-hmm. I think that's when it's
yeah
a problem. And you see me like repeatedly reaching mm-hmm. out to you and you just aren't responding to me, then that's when it becomes super inappropriate. Like
yeah,
whether we're in a relationship, whether we're just quote-unquote talking mm-hmm. situationships or whatever, I feel like
yeah,
it's just so disrespectful. Like, why are you so afraid to just tell me what mm-hmm. is going on? Because you ain't never gonna find no good excuse,
right,
to just flat out stop talking to me,
mm-hmm. right?
Like, you never gonna find,
unless one. Like you were like kidnapped and, you know, held against your will.
That's
and
it.
Like, that's it. You know, your family couldn't come up ransom money until like a year after, and then you reappear. That would really be the only reason.
The only reason. Because, like, did you disappear? Like,
you were abducted by aliens. I don't know. It was alien invasion, you know.
That's the messed up part about it is sometimes people go through and be like, damn, like, did something happen to you? Are you okay? Like, did you get in an accident? Like, mm-hmm. what happened? And so people be like legit concerned about your life. And then the next thing they know, you're posting on fucking Instagram. Like, what's happening?
Oh, see that? So, okay. I'm guessing, you know, we all have experienced some level of ghosting. So, like, personally.
Yeah.
So, like, now that we have social media, like, how does that even work? Like, do you block me too? Or
sometimes people do. Especially with those new hide features. You can hide people from your stories.
Yeah, you can.
And stuff like that. Like, you wouldn't even know if they were blocking you. Like, at that point. Like,
yeah.
Because they're not blocking you from their profile.
Right,
they're
right,
just
right.
Like, you can't see this post.
Right. Yeah. I think when I have been ghosted, I didn't really follow them on social media like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was hard to tell. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
you couldn't like just get a yeah. check like what they were doing,
right? I've had yeah. people yeah if they've ghosted me, it's like I really have no way of knowing mm-hmm. if you legit are okay.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna assume that you are okay. So like at what point, I guess, do you realize that you are being ghosted? Like,
I don't know. I mean, I say, you know, like after a week, couple weeks. I mean, I feel like at that point, you know, even if you just say, you know, a few days go by and you don't respond, okay, I get it, you something happened or whatever. But if it becomes like a week, 2 weeks, and you haven't responded, when, you know, or if our communication has been consistent prior to you ghosting, then I know that yeah, you're ghosting me. So I guess it really, I don't know, I mean, ghost is just crazy. I think sometimes it really depends on like the level of consistent communication prior,
yeah,
to let you know. But you know, like if you really didn't really talk to this person that much to begin with, it may not, I don't know, maybe they just haven't responded yet or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think previously, like the person just, we would talk and the person just would mm-hmm. not respond to my text.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd be like, okay. And then I would just call from a different number because I'm like, okay, are you okay? Are you just tripping? And I had to do that a couple times with a couple people. And I realized, oh, I'm being ghosted. Mm-hmm. Like, because you answered this unknown number that you don't know.
Right.
Or I didn't have a friend call, you know, and they'd be like, oh, they answered. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, then that's when the crazy come out.
Because I've done worse. I have graduated to worse things since then. I think I have ghosting PTSD. I really do. Because,
well, it's just like, it can just be so simple. And it's like, if everything was going well and you just fall off the face of the earth, like, I want to know why.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know why. Like, what happened?
Yeah.
Like that's what eats me up the most, is not knowing why.
Yeah.
And you know, feeling like I deserve a reason. Like,
right. Yeah.
I deserve to, like, I don't know, be given like once the respect to have the conversation
with you. You need to respect me and at least tell me why, you know, this is no longer going on.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that there is a cure for ghosting? Like, do you think that something could happen to either prevent it or just, like, what do you think needs to happen for people to just come out and say, okay, I don't want to talk to you, or A, B, and C, and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. It just seems like, will it ever end?
I don't know. And because I was like, how do you, when you can't prevent it, you cannot prevent if somebody else ghosts you.
Yeah.
I specifically told somebody, I don't care what you do, we could fall apart, just do not ignore me or don't ghost me. Specifically told this person. And guess what they did? They did. Like, how are we chilling one day and 8 hours later, I can't get a hold of you? Didn't even realize what was happening. Mm. Tries to call you again like the following day.
Crazy.
Then what I realized was happening was you watched my Instagram story, so you didn't gave yourself away. So
now that
right now
pisses me off.
That
pisses
so me now, off. Oh, now I'm about to turn up and do some stuff that you know I can't incriminate myself for on a podcast.
Oh my
but
gosh.
You know, yeah. At that point, you're clearly alive.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know if you can avoid it, but it's like, you know, people would rather do something shitty than to be honest, because they feel like ghosting you is the easier option,
easiest
for them
thing to do
instead of just facing you and giving you the truth or whatever.
Yeah.
They think it's easier to just disappear,
which I just can't relate. I just don't understand.
Oh, for sure.
I just literally can't even wrap my mind around it, because anyone that, you know, I've went on to ignore, it was because I told you multiple times, mm-hmm, that I don't want to deal with you on this level.
Exactly.
Like, and I don't want to talk to you on this level, or I think we need to cool out, I think we need to fall back, and you just keep being persistent, and then I block you or ignore you or whatever because you're not listening.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only time where I've probably done that, but somebody I just didn't say anything to, or we're kicking it, and then I just never call you back.
Right.
I never answer your text messages. Like, I just don't understand it. I just can't relate. So I don't think it's avoidable. I think that there are just some people who, you know, that's how they, that's their behavior trend, I guess. I mean, I don't know. Because then it's like, I think what becomes frustrating for, you know, women and probably some men too is, well, do you do this to everybody?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, did you just do this to me?
Right.
And that's why people end up wanting answers for it.
Yeah.
But that whole, oh, I didn't answer your call, answer your text, but I watched your Instagram story.
That, when I say,
it burns me up with anyone. With anyone, it burns, mm-hmm, me up. Like,
yeah.
Why? I texted you hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
You done went through my whole story. Mm-hmm. You've watched each story upload when I uploaded it. And I uploaded one at 6 hours, mm-hmm, and 4 hours and 2 hours ago. And you've watched them all when they've been uploaded. But you have not texted me back. What are you doing?
I just don't know. It's one of those things that I would never understand. And just, I feel just makes dating so hard. It's like, I don't wanna have to go through that. Not saying everyone will do that,
yeah,
but just a possibility of it, you know, of it happening. Like, yeah. I feel like I have too much anxiety to deal with that. Like, it just makes me not wanna deal with it.
Well, that's what, and like Tyra said about having PTSD, like, that's real. Like, because then when someone doesn't text you back, like, soon, or, oh, I called you earlier, I didn't hear from you for the rest of the day, like, your mind automatically goes to, is this person ghosting me? Like,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Am I never going to hear from this person again? And then they write you and it's like, oh, okay, well, you're not ghosting me today. But like, ends up being your thought process.
Yeah, it definitely heightens your anxiety.
Especially if the person
had done it before.
Well, no, like if they've been consistent before.
Oh, yeah, boom, yeah, yeah.
Like,
now you're not.
You're unavailable.
So it's like, what's happening?
Yeah.
It just burns me. Like, oh, it just brings out an ugly side of me that I don't want people to see, because so I just don't understand why you cannot just tell me.
I feel like when people do that, they feel like they don't really, well, one, can't deal with explaining themselves, or two, they don't feel like they owe someone an explanation because of like the whatever situation is. But do you all think that, you know, it doesn't matter the level of the relationship, that okay, if you semi go someone, that you should still explain, like, well, where the hell you been at? Like, where
yes. You been? Right. Yes, because it's a respect thing. Like, it, like, I'm over, like, yes, I fully believe in, like, commitment and titles and all of that. We've talked about that before. Mm-hmm. They're definitely pertinent. But at the end of the day, regardless, we have a connection, regardless of what we title it. And I feel like at the end of the day, the main thing that I require is respect. And I feel like you're not respecting me because you're blatantly hurting my feelings.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're being a coward because you just can't tell me. You want to be bold and go mess with somebody else or do whatever. Mm-hmm. But you can't be bold enough to just tell me. Like, I think you, whether you know me well enough or not, I may be heated at this moment, but now you got me popping up at your house because you not answering the phone. Really, I could have just cussed you out over the phone about what you really want to end this.
What you really want to say.
No, I don't think it's ever, you know, like, there's either ever a good excuse, and I feel like at all levels of whether it's a situationship, but clearly there's some level of consistency at some point in the connection for you to, for me to feel this way, for you to just up and disappear.
Yeah. I agree. I agree.
What do y'all think that we as people, I guess, you know, need to come to in order to kind of end it? Because I don't understand why it's gotten so not familiar, but heavy. Like, why I hear about it so much.
I think a few things. I think people go into situations not knowing what they want and get ahead of themselves, you know, and may have been dealing, like, you know, may have just said got our relationship and they don't really know if they're going back or not or whatever. So knowing what they want, and then also like knowing if, like, well, were you even interested in this person to begin with? Because obviously if you can just, I don't know, I feel like if you can just drop off the face of the earth with somebody who you claim that you like, you wouldn't treat somebody like that, that you really like.
You would think,
like, I mean, and so it's just like,
I think people have a problem with honesty.
It's
just, it's for whatever reason, it's become so difficult to just be honest and just say who you are and say your truth and not be concerned about what the person's gonna think or how they're gonna react. Like, just say your truth. Like, that's all you have. Just say it, and whatever happens after that, it is what it is. But you can't, you know, be in a situation and not, and it be a lie or it be like disingenuous because you can't tell the truth.
I agree.
I feel like people are like non-confrontational. I don't know, like, they like to assume
they don't
want to
fight about it or something.
Like, you don't want to face that what you're doing is shitty. Like, you know, like, so your option is, because granted, okay, if you're single and you're mingling with other people or whatever, everybody does not operate from that same understanding that you're single and you can be with other people. But, like, if you single and you got deep connections with a lot of people and then you finally choose who you want to be with,
let somebody know something.
And I feel like, you know, somebody, because anybody like me, I come with receipts. So I'm going to say you're doing this and this is why I feel like A, B, and C. You know, and I feel like people just don't, men just don't want to shake the table in that sense. So they just, they're dumb. So they think that just leaving is the more appropriate option, and it's not.
Right.
Like, and I wish they would understand it. And I don't even know if there's any right way to deal with it, mm-hmm. because it is just so bad. I think you definitely should just allow yourself to feel however you feel, yeah. for a period of time. Mm-hmm. I think you are in that right to feel shitty, sad, you want to cry, you want to be pissed off, mm-hmm. whatever. I think you have that right. You want to call and send the last goodbye text and cuss them out. You can do that too, because I do that sometimes, you know, so you just got to get it out. But I don't know how to really cope with that and then not take it into
the next thing.
Yeah. Or how do you not make it, how do you not internalize that and make it about you? Like, something's wrong, especially if it happens multiple times.
I was just about to say, because I know that that's difficult, especially if it happens multiple times. I don't really know that. I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know either.
Like, I think that, you know, to Jenny's point, depending on how deep the connection was or wasn't, like, of course, different ones are going to hold different weight.
Yeah.
But it's almost like, you know, when you're in a phase such as that, you have to operate from, and everyone's not like this. So
yeah.
I say that knowing everyone isn't like this. Everyone isn't going to operate like this, but you have to operate from a sense of just a lot of ambiguity,
mm-hmm.
and a space of, you know, I don't know what this is. I don't know what it isn't. I'm rolling with it for right now. But if it's gone tomorrow, I don't give a shit. Like,
yes.
You almost have to operate like that. That doesn't help you if you're looking for a good connection. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But it protects you,
yeah.
at the same time if you're having multiple connections or you don't know where something's going to go, to not invest too many feelings. So it wouldn't hurt as badly.
Yeah.
It's almost like you just have to form a shell, which, who wants to date from that? But, yeah. But I mean, that would just be one way, I would say. That would be one way to at least protect yourself from it, because it can happen. It can happen multiple times, and you don't want to be stuck feeling like, oh, well, then this is just me, and this is going to be my dating experience and my dating life. That's not fair for anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was going to go back to your point about why is it happening so much? And I think that, you know, we have so much access to each other these days, like social media, so you can see people more.
Yeah.
It probably was a thing that kind of maybe always happened
and was just hidden.
But it wasn't as severe because I can see you on so many platforms.
Yeah.
You know, I was telling there's somebody that we have a mutual interest in each other, and we talk on social media often. And I feel like they think that that's them talking to me all the time, which, you know, whatever. But
but it's not.
I don't think that it is. But, yeah. you know, again, guys are dumb. So he probably thinks that it is. Yeah. Like, so I just feel like, oh, I can see you on social media, and we could be having a whole different separate conversation via text that we do on social media. Mm-hmm. And I follow you on everything, you know, and I have your phone number. So it's like, I feel like that's why it's become more of a thing, because I have so much access to you. I can just see you so much more now. And then you, like, you know.
Yeah. And I think it's so hard when it happens, because we know that people are always on their phone. And if you've been with this person before and they're on their phone, it's like, I know you see me. I know my message was delivered at some point in the day.
Because iPhone had to have seen
it. It sure did.
Yeah, so it's just, I think that makes it hard. And then it just makes things more stressful, just thinking about it, knowing that, okay, at some point today you looked at your phone. So at that point, it's like, are you intentionally deciding not to text me back? Like, that's disrespectful.
But you look at it and forget. Like there's only so many. I looked at it and I was busy and I forgot that, you know, that people can take. So that can't be your excuse all the time. It's not, sorry. It's not good enough.
Yeah, I'm not accepting that. Like, at no point today you saw this message. At no point.
And remembered. Or no point you thought of me, went to my thread and said, oh, shit, she did text me. Let me hit her up. Like, never crossed your mind today at all. Okay, gotcha.
That really shit. Fucks with your style. It really does. It does. It's... It's hard. I'm gonna cut the next person that just ghosts me. You know what I did the last time, so you can only imagine. I don't got too much more strikes in me.
Please don't do it, y'all.
I ain't trying to be in an orange jumpsuit.
I have no bail money. I have zero.
But that's not the point.
I might not be able to get you out.
I don't want to use it. You might not, depending on what I do. I don't want to be that person. I was even ghosted in my relationship, and I really don't like telling people that because it is so embarrassing to say I was in a whole relationship with somebody and we lived in the same space, and then of course at some point in time we didn't, and then they just literally stopped answering my calls. Like, and it took me so long to get over the breakup, and not because of him. He wasn't even that great of a boyfriend at all. Like,
is this a fact that you would do that? Like, yes. How do we?
Because then you start going through your mind of how do we go from this and this to that? Like, how?
How did you just straight give up?
Yeah,
like you just flat out just.
Because then I still got to see you.
Yes.
And
what are you gonna say?
What are you gonna say to me? You can't even speak to it. They try to, because then that's what pisses you off. Then they try to act like it never happened, like,
or don't address it.
Nigga, I text you like, let me tell you, 3 months ago, I never heard from you again. Like, what's up? What could you possibly have to say to me right now?
So have y'all ever had anybody that like ghosted and then tried to come back over a period of time?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like all my situations have been like shorter periods of time.
Yeah.
Not like over a longer period.
They tried to act like they didn't ghost me.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like, did I ghost you? Because this was like... before ghosting was the term. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I ghosted you before ghosting was a thing. And I say, yeah, I think so. And like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I was in a real shitty place, or I was doing my own thing and I wasn't concerned about anybody. You know, not even just you. I wasn't concerned about anybody or anybody's feelings. And yeah, I probably did do that shit. Like, so, I mean, we talked about it.
Yeah.
But I'm still triggered with it. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I can't stand when people act like it just didn't happen. Because now you're about to make me look like I'm crazy. Don't do that to me. Like, let's have a conversation about why you suck as a person. If we keep this moving. Like, but don't, if you just go, just don't come back. Like, what's like.
Yeah.
Just, and then act like. Oh, nothing happened.
Especially months, years later.
All of that. I've had. Or like if you ghost, if somebody ghosts you and then you see them out in public. Oh.
And they're like, oh, hey. And they expect you to be like, oh, hi.
It's so many more of, oh, I lost my phone, got a new phone, lost my contacts. It's so much of that can say. Like.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's so many times you done broke your phone. Phone got stolen, lost your phone. Lost your contact. You need a pager because you can't keep up with your cell phone.
Right?
Apparently, like I have definitely, shit. I've had that happen so many times. Like,
yeah,
I have ran into. First of all, this city is not that big, and not the social scene is not that big at all.
No,
so. You just thought you was not gonna see me out, right. Like, and then you never again have a good excuse for why you did what you did.
No, they're just shitter. But you know, people don't be wanting to have responsibility for other people.
Oh yeah, and absolutely.
That's fine. It's fine when you communicate that though. Like,
right?
Then don't try to then have said responsibility, but then still say that you don't. You do. You have some type of obligation to me with where we are.
Yeah, I feel like if I'm giving you my time and energy, like, you need to respect that. I don't just do that with anybody.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, I don't, shit. Like, you respect it. It just make me tired. Just sleepy thinking about that. You're just tired. You're tired.
You're tired and you're poor. Sounds poor. All
right.
Sounds poor. Ghosting sounds poor. Like, how poor can you be to just stop talking to me? Like, you didn't pay your phone bill, bro. What you doing? Like, I can't deal with it. Like,
oh, it almost makes me think about the whole see what it happened was. Oh, I was so tired of that. I'm so happy that kind of went away, but this still feels like that. All those excuses.
Get out.
I lost my phone. I did this. I did that.
You know what my ex used to say? Y'all gonna laugh.
Oh no.
Because he did it the first. He ghosted me twice.
Oh no.
Shame on me. But I didn't realize it until after the second time. He definitely ghosted me the first time. But he used to say, every time he goes to me, that he was in jail. I'm like, bro, you know I can look this up, right? You know the time that you were in jail. I could look it up.
Stressful. That's hilarious.
That's extreme. I had to go. No, you didn't go to jail.
That's terrible.
I know, it's bad. My brother had my phone. No, he didn't. It was you to answer when I called you for my work phone. Like, like why? That's why I got a burner phone now, and people don't even know, because I've been ghosted so many times. I gotta call you for my other number that you don't know.
They'd be like, oh, I'm at Ooh, you just took me back. I feel like I told this story recently. I don't know if this is all here or me. I think me and my best friend was just reminiscing about just old days and old stuff or whatever. But this dude, we had been dating all summer. Whole summer. Kicking it like your grandma and your mama done met me. Like, kicking it, okay? Homeboy was pissed because he wasn't getting none. Like, I ain't giving none the whole summer, right? So he was big mad. I was like, whatever, like, that's not what this is. Like, we together, we not, period. And so one night I kept trying to see him, like, this whole weekend. He kept saying, oh, I'm busy. I was like, oh, okay, you ain't got shit to do because you barely work, but okay. And so I went over there one night and I'm sitting outside with my friend. I call him. I said, are you at home? Nah, I ain't even at home. I'm at so-and-so house. I said, oh, okay. I was like, well, what time are you going to come back home? Like, I thought I was coming over. I don't know. I'll let you know. We sat out there for a little while. Hear his skinny ass coming. Walking out the house. Sees us sitting in the car. Walks in the opposite direction. And he goes back in the house. I call again. I said, I thought you weren't at home. I'm not. Nigga.
I just saw you
walking stress. Down the street. I saw you come out the house.
The stress.
I said, so you got a chick in the house. That's what it is. Then you should tell her to come outside too. Oh yeah. It was on, it was on that night.
Oh, okay.
But he was trying to play me, like, because he hadn't been texting me back, like, throughout the day. So then he decided not to ignore my phone call. I sat out there. He never came outside. And that was the end of us.
Oh, that sounds real familiar to my story. I just wanted to see if somebody was alive. You know? I just wanted to see if he was alive. So I went to his house. And I knocked on the door, and then me knocking on the door turned into me knocking on the window because I could see the light on from the TV. So I know you in there.
Oh my gosh.
And nobody came outside. I was about to be sitting on that little man car in a second. And I went home and I got a call asking me, was you just at my door? Nigga, you know I was just at your door. Don't ask me no stupid questions. Why you didn't answer? I'm like, and then why are you whispering? Oh, you have somebody at your house,
somebody's
bro.
There.
Okay, that's why you're ghosting me. You want me to come back? Because I can. We can all have a...
I come back right
we can
now.
Have a good discussion. All three of us.
Breakfast?
All so three warm. Of us. Like, girl, I had to turn the fan on because it was getting heated and hot in here. Just don't ghost no more. Just listen up, just men. We would rather you tell us.
We can take it.
On all aspects.
I don't want you like that. Like, this was cool. I don't think this is going to work out. Great. Thank you.
You are not doing us a favor by doing that. Do us a favor and tell us the truth so we can just move on. Like, as simple as that.
Yeah.
Yes, on all levels. Please do not take our options away from us.
No.
Like, right.
They'll be...
spending time with somebody else. Yes. Waiting on what you want.
Like, yes. If you want to kick it with multiple people, be honest so I can act accordingly and I can choose mm-hmm. to decide if I still want to kick it with you or if I want to move on and I want something different. Don't play me or not tell me things or try to disappear or not feel mature enough to end it because... you know, you just want to avoid the conflict.
Right.
When, you know, I wouldn't have to pop up at your house if you just would have told me.
Right.
Now you got another problem on your hands.
Or acting like all girls are the same. Yes. Like, all girls have the same intentions. Yes. Like, all of us just want to be madly in love and in a relationship. Sure, like, some point in time, yeah, maybe, but that it's not all the time. Like,
happen automatically.
No, like... girls want to just date and just have fun sometimes too.
It don't mean that we want to be in a relationship
or want to be in one with you.
Yes, rightfully so. We should have expectations.
Yeah,
like rightfully so. I don't understand, and this is off subject, but you know, we just rolling with it. Women that don't be like don't have none. Like it's one thing, you know, I'm playing it cool. You told me you don't want a relationship, mm-hmm. so I don't have any expectations out of you from that.
Right.
But, like, expecting you to be honest, expecting you to be, mm-hmm. you know, respectful mm-hmm. towards me and everything that falls in line with it, like, you, I need you to do all those things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's a privilege to be connected to me on any level, so I need you to, you know, step up to the plate and do these things or just don't. But, yeah, don't assume that... every woman, like, I hate when my options are taken away from me or I'm limited access to a person. Like, okay, great, you're telling me right out the gate that you don't want a relationship, but at the same time, like, how do you know that I wanted that? Like, now I'm looking sideways at you, like, hold your horses, bro. I'm here for a short time, not a long time, just a fun time. So this is not what this is. Like, I just don't. I'm with you on that.
Yeah,
I agree.
Ooh. I think all girls have expectations in mind. I think that some may feel like they don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think some may feel like, oh, I'm not going to get that. Yeah, it's kind of sad. I think that I'm just thinking of some girls who I know who come off very strong in that sense, but I think it's like that shell we just talked about. Like, I think that's just a face that they put on when really they want, you know, those same things. They just don't feel like they can get them.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother conversation too.
It is.
So, moral of the story is, quit being shitty. Just stop ghosting people. Be real. Be adult. Have the conversation. Be truthful and honest. And don't make assumptions about how people are going to react, how people are going to take it, or if they're going to be okay, or they're going to be mad. I don't want to deal with the drama. Like, just don't make assumptions about people. You just never know. And give them, you know, like Tyra said, give them the option of evaluating a situation and seeing if it's something that they want to deal with just the same that you are.
Yep.
So, yeah.
That part.
So, chime in. Per usual, commenting on SoundCloud, because that's where you can find us. Or you can also find us at shenanigans_pod on Twitter and join the convo using hashtag shenaniganspod. So definitely chime in, join the convo, and follow us and let us know if you dealt with ghosting. Are you a ghoster?
Yeah,
because we would love to hear from
you. We want to know why.
We would love, and we will not attack you.
Nope.
We just would love to hear your perspective and just try to understand, because like, we're literally all fathom. Like, we just don't understand it at all. So, if that's you, like, let us know from your perspective.
Yeah. That's that on that.
All right. Well, good convo. We're going to bring it down and go. Tyra's has something else for us.
I do. I'm just talking just all talking day. Today.
This is your episode.
I'm just talking today. Okay. So, for the Be Well segment, you know. Inhale some good shit, you know. Exhale some bullshit. The bad shit. That's it. Yes. That is it. That's so the new slogan. That is it. That's my new tagline, you know, for each segment. I'm going to open it up with that. So for today, I'm going to trip y'all minds out a little bit, and we're going to talk about this app called the Pattern app.
Yes.
I am about such... This.
You know,
Did you download it, Jenny?
I'll let you bring the intro in because I got...
Did you download it?
It's too loud for me.
Box. Did you read your whole life?
I'm playing with you, Paris.
Like, it's spooky.
It's spooky. Yes. Yeah.
Me and Tyra send each other screenshots like, girl, read this. It sent me today. Like, it's spooky.
I said, how do you know?
Oh my God. Okay, Tyra, set us up. Tell them what it's about.
So, y'all, please go download this. Everybody that I put everybody on this. Yeah. I don't even know how I found this. I think one of my Twitter friends had tweeted about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you say birth chart, ding, like a light bulb in my head is like, yes, I am into all those types of things.
Right.
Fully believe in the birth charts. And I think Hey Friend Hey talked about it on the Friend Zone, but I haven't listened in a while, so I need to go back and like listen to her talk about it, because, you know, she be into this type of stuff too. But I really heard it from Twitter, and it's basically an app that it's like an astrology app, but mm-hmm. it's not like a, it gives
like
you like
horoscopes.
Horoscopes. Mm-hmm. It's not like your zodiac. It never talks about, like, I'm a Cancer, never talks about me being a Cancer,
right,
or anything like that. But it uses, basically, you put your birthday, the time you were born, and the place you were born at, because that's how you get your birth chart.
Yeah.
And it kind of creates like this personality profile for you, and it breaks it down into different sections of your life. So it'll talk about like your personality within itself, mm-hmm. and then it'll talk about, you know, relationships and friends and work and other passions you have or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so each day it gives you like a new passage about your personality, and then it gives you a chance to like go deeper. So you click on like the go deeper, and it has like 10 slides or whatever that fully detail like this specific thing. And so everybody that really, really knows me, I sent them what it said about me, especially like with relationships, and it was saying like, I attract people with addiction issues, which I have talked about dating alcoholics on the podcast. And that, you know, my love match is somebody who is a free spirit and unconventional and very adventurous and fun, and somebody who I feel like doesn't take my freedom away from me. And I easily can be like consumed in people that I like. Mm-hmm. And so I just need to like pace myself when I meet new people, because I can just like, you know, get really obsessive about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you're really loud and you're telling my business and you just dragged me. But I'm going to keep rolling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cause like, keep telling me about myself. So also on the app, it has like your timing, and this is kind of like where the
What read me. dragged my whole year.
Yeah, this is like it tells you like different cycles of your life.
Yeah. Yeah,
and how long you're gonna be in these cycles.
Yeah,
and it can kind of give you like specific dates. So some of mine, I have like 5 months left, especially my relationship one. I really wish this one would end.
Because how long is it?
5 months. I'm be single.
What month are you at right now?
I mean, it says this cycle has been going on since January of 2018.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. And it ends.
Oh, so you have 5 months left.
Yes.
Oh, gotcha.
I have 5 months left.
Oh, that's rough.
And, yeah, I have 7 months left of relationship challenges, which is crazy because I ain't in one. So, but it's basically telling me, like, I should be single. I'm going to be single for this period of time, and it's going to be purposeful and blah, 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 or whatever. It don't tell me where my man is at in this, you know? But I'm going to keep rolling with it. But, yeah, it gives you, like, different things. So, mine says a relationship transformation, house cleaning, spiritual path. I'm on for 3 months. A new phase of my career, which I did take on new responsibilities. Mm-hmm. So it talks about that, expanding my destiny. And sometimes it gives you upcoming cycles. So two of my upcoming cycles, is one is called Let Go of Illusions.
Yes.
And the other one is we share one. You let go of chaos. So speaking of, you can also, which is kind of cool, add your friends on there. And the spooky thing is it will tell you about y'all
relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it is spooky. And so my friends will send it to me and I will send it to them. And I'll be like, okay, I've had enough. This app is the feds.
It is the feds. Because you'll be talking about something, and next thing you know, here it comes.
Yeah. Yes. It told Aisha's whole life.
My whole life, y'all. Like,
her whole, like, everything that is going on in her life, like, right now, this period of her life, like, it told, like, literally. Whole thing.
Work
it's
for
your
work.
Birth chart. It's literally your birth chart. Or, you know, my FBI agent just be really listening real close. The one assigned to my phone.
Oh my
he just be listening to what is going on. You also can like select people like on a romantic level, like who are on the app, and look at like y'all have a better understanding of like y'all current or past or future relationship. I'm trying to make, you know, this man that I'm trying to make my bae. He on the app, but I can't find him.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm trying to see what's going on. I'm trying to see what's going on, you know. I need to add him as a friend, but I ain't trying to be creepy with it. But like, you know, the app is crazy.
It's
like,
crazy.
It is crazy.
Like, it told me. It told me that I'm going through a period basically where I'm looking at everything that's not genuine in my life and I'm removing things. Like, this is like my removal time, and doesn't matter what person, job, place that I completely need to just let this time ride. And I was just like, whoa, it's my life.
Why did you read me? I was reading this and I threw my phone. I said, I'm sick. I'm like, I can't do this.
Oh yeah, I've had people who downloaded it and said, okay, I had to undownload, like I deleted it because this was too much for me. And the good thing too is you can like bookmark some of the things so you can like always look back. It just really dragged me on my relationship life, which we all know is a mess, but like you don't gotta tell me the app, where is the good stuff?
Oh
coming,
my God.
Okay. But it just, I mean, even my, like, personality, it says, so thing is original and different. And it says, if you always felt like an outsider and enjoyed being unconventional or rebellious, you might appreciate what sets you apart. Maybe you're drawn to thrilling, out-of-the-box experiences and seek out what hasn't been done before. And anybody that knows me knows that I am a huge thrill seeker.
Yes.
Like, huge. So, I'm like, oh, this is scary. It is scary. It also says that often there appears to be a great deal going on inside of you, like you're doing a lot of mental processing all the time. You can also be somewhat inscrutable, so it can be hard for others to read what you're thinking or feeling. Which, yeah, that can be me too. If you really don't know me well, it can be hard to read me.
Yeah, I'm trying to find some of mine. Mine talked about me being like naturally sensitive, but I'm very aware of people's energy and what isn't being said, which,
that is you for real.
Yes. And it's gotten like even more so heightened in the last couple of months. It said that I'm always in tune with like what people need and like where their pain and suffering and unhappiness lie, which that has always been a gift and a curse of mine. Because sometimes I need to know, I had to learn when I should read and not read that for people. Like, I'm like, I think you're sad because blah, 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 blah. And it's like, I didn't need to hear that right now.
So yeah, I challenge everybody, if you are into this, but just be aware this is gonna be spooky as shit.
Ooh, like, it told me I was defensive and guarded. And I'm like this because I don't want people to know how sensitive I am underneath.
Very accurate. extremely like in your business.
Listen, I didn't go to the app for the truth, okay?
Like I didn't
come here for that.
Oh, I really my didn't. Gosh. Like, why are you reading me? Like,
oh, then it told me. Oh my gosh. It said I'm about to read word for word. It may feel like you're never doing enough, and even when people take advantage, you react by giving even more. If you're constantly drained and exhausted, it's a sign that you're offering your love to the wrong person or using your gifts in unhealthy ways. Oh, thank you very fucking much. Like, duh. Like, I do that all the time. Like, oh my gosh. It's terrible.
This says at times I may feel blocked as if some barrier prevents me from finding a partner connecting to the one you're with, which I always talk to Aisha. I feel like it don't matter who I'm connected with. I don't know. Clearly
you
God
do
is trying.
Always say that.
I do. Like, oh my gosh. I feel like every time I try to connect with somebody, something stops it. Like, it can just never be. Yeah. It could just never be like just a connection or it don't never let me see where it goes.
It doesn't flourish, you know, that's
no,
where you
never.
Think it will.
There's always like, you know, some type of barrier. You know, I think the Lord is trying to tell me something.
Yeah,
but I'm just this app is just so spooky.
They had talked about like, I think I said this like on one of our first episodes of the year about how I've been finding myself and blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. And here it goes. You're open to evolving and accepting all parts of yourself, no matter how different they may seem. Yes. Very different from how they were last year. Mm-hmm. Not that they weren't there, they just are very different, and I'm tapped all in. And so mine talks a lot about like evolving, and like Tyra said, it talks about the timing and all like the different time, like this whole challenges and transformations. I'm in this thing until July. That's accurate. I've been in it apparently since February, and that's even more accurate. So it's just a really, really cool app. And I mean, even if you're not into the first one, okay, one of my timings is growing pains.
Oh, and that one was deep for you. Like,
so deep. It's 8 months long, like, and it just started. Tell me about it. And it goes through January. And the first little slide says, these 9 months are about to be a reality check. Like, and no, I'm not pregnant. I'm far from it. So no 9 months. 9 months with that. But it just literally says that you need to reevaluate everything that's working in your life or not working, and make serious decisions about where you're headed. So, oh gosh, y'all got to check this thing out. Even if you're not into astrology, like, it's just, for me, I think with the transitions I'm in right now, I was able to sit and read it, and it helped put words to what I was thinking. It was like, oh my God, yes, that's exactly how I feel. I just never thought to say it that way. Mm-hmm. So it can even just be helpful in that
it
way.
It definitely articulates.
Yeah.
What's going on in your life? It says something about people leaving my life with no explanation. And I just talked about my ex ghosting me. And I was like, who do you know, app? Why are you in my business?
So crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Why is it leaving me?
And like, everybody. About, yeah.
Like I long for like a long-term relationship and like just having like one partner, and I'm just like, not rainy man.
Oh my gosh.
And it told me to just accept and embrace it. That's because I'm that way.
What? Just accept and embrace that that's what you want.
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with the desiring that. I desire that too. I know it may sound crazy to some people, but I do.
Well, I feel like by me desiring it, sometimes I feel like I may limit myself.
In certain boxes and stuff.
Yeah, it's hard. Yes. I tell Aisha my desire for entertainment and my desire to be in a healthy love relationship often collide a lot of times in my life. And right now, I don't think that the healthy love is coming anytime soon, although I'm open. So if you are a free spirited man like this app talked about, holla at me. But also, I mean, if I'm going to be single, I might as well just be entertained. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Keep me entertained. So, I feel like I can have both. I feel like you can, you know. But it can be hard. Yeah. It can be, yeah. But it's not a bad thing.
No. What else did yours say, Jenny?
It was just, let me go back and see what it was saying. I don't know.
Just like generally.
Well, like, that's pretty much what it was talking about.
Oh, yeah. Mine highlighted, like, your relationship life is a mess. And basically, all of that is about to change. But it's not going to change because you're about to find a new man. That's basically what it told me.
Wow.
Which, you know, I've been telling all my friends, too. I feel like this is the first time in my life that I feel like my singleness is purposeful. So, again, the app was just listening and not minding its business.
Oh my gosh.
So I really want people to download this.
Please do.
Yeah.
And please share what yours says.
Like, overall, like in the like the your timing, it was talking like moving forward and like having new opportunities that are ahead of me and like, you know, being confident in, I guess, you know, going or leaning into them.
I'm gonna keep it and see. I need some of these cycles to weed themselves out. I need some new things. Okay, I need some new things. So if you have the app, please hit us up and tell us what it said about you, how you feel about it. If you don't have it, please go download it and please tweet us at shenanigans_pod. You know, tweet us, write us, whatever, just let us know
what yours says, because it's spooky.
It is spooky. Like, I haven't met anybody that I've put onto this app who
have said like
it wasn't yes. accurate.
Yes. I mean, men, women, everybody.
Yeah I've connected with a few new friends. I need to go look at our things together, our patterns together.
Yeah, I haven't connected with anybody, but I'm going to invite some people and see what happens. I'm scared.
Yeah, I don't need to tell me nothing else.
Like, who needs a therapist when you got the pattern app? It just really, like...
No, like, I wrote something. I screenshot some things and wrote some things. And I was like, I'm taking this to my therapist.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this is so fucking accurate.
It is.
Yeah.
It's scary accurate. Let me save my little $100 a session, because this app baby. Me.
I was like, girl, I'm going to catch you next month. You take insurance yet? No? Okay.
We can talk about therapy on another day.
Yeah, it's fun. Sure. Fun stuff. Okay, well, thanks, Syra.
Yeah.
Gonna shimmy down to Jenny.
Yes.
Jenny now.
In the BU segment.
Oh. Okay, girl.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, girl. Jenny just been swinging this head tonight, y'all. Jenny graduate this week. You can't tell her shit.
Okay.
Hey, Jenny. Okay. Get it.
Oh, she Millie rocking.
Do it.
Oh,
do it.
Get it.
Do it. Ooh. Do it. Oh. We celebrating. Jenny been in school feel like forever.
Forever.
It really does. It's been 2 years, and it feels like, okay, it's only 2 years, but it feels like it's been the longest 2 years of my life.
Shit, it's been all the shenanigans. No. We took off a year.
It's crazy.
Facts.
So as I am approaching, you know, this time of my life, and then just going to like a new season, I want to talk about how, you know, how to release things that no longer serves you. Mm-hmm. And like from my experiences, I know like who I am, and I know that sometimes it's difficult for me to let certain things go, especially if I feel like I've invested time into it. And I feel like, okay, well, I don't want to just give up easily because I want to keep trying. Or I don't want to feel like I've wasted time, or like it's like, you know, all my effort is unnoticed. So has there ever been a time where you all felt like, you know, there was something that you know that you probably needed to kind of like shed or let go, but you were like holding on to? And if so, I mean, you don't have to go into detail of what it was, but highlight maybe like one or two things of like why you held on to it, and at what point did you finally just say, yes, I'm like letting go?
Oh, I don't know if you want me to talk about
something recent. If it's something, just something recent.
I don't know if you want me to talk about a man or this weight. Like, girl, which one?
I cannot deal with you.
Like, which one? Because
it can be anything.
Oh, I don't know. Let it, like, oh, my ex really let himself go, but I really should have ended that. I really shouldn't have let it start, is really what the problem was.
It's all right.
I just feel like I was the one keeping the relationship mm-hmm. going, and I was not getting reciprocation from that. I mean, it was like fun and things mm-hmm. like that. Like, you know, it was entertaining, but I wasn't feeling the same investment.
Do you feel like you realized like why you were in a relationship that was something that you needed to let go, or did you not realize it until after the fact? Like, yeah, I probably should let go a long time ago, but
I definitely knew, mm-hmm. but I kept it to myself. And I mean, red flags were mm-hmm. waving and firing and alarming, and I just ignored them. Like, mm-hmm. I acknowledged them because I said something, and then I just was like, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know. Nobody wants to feel the failure of like a failed relationship.
Yeah.
And I think that's really what it was. Cause I mean, at this point we like live together. So
yeah,
you know, nobody, but now I don't care about that. If that makes, like,
I feel like my last relationship, like, it was the same way. And I feel like I knew, but I was in denial, and I didn't want to face reality and face the fact that I've invested all this time and now it's just going to come to an end. And I felt like I kept trying to make things work, or kept trying to keep going and seeing if things would change. Mm-hmm. But the more time that I stayed in it, the worse that it got. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, yeah, I should have let that go a long time ago.
Ooh.
I don't know, Jimmy. I only got one example.
No, it's okay. No, it's okay. Well, I'm going through, you know, through this segment, if it's something that you would like to share, feel free to.
Okay, right.
And so I think, like, just talking with, like, some friends or just experiencing different things. I mean, it doesn't only, you know, pertain to relationships. It can be with, like, jobs. It can mm-hmm. be with, like, friendships, or even, like, with family or whatever, you know, something, whatever you're doing, and it doesn't completely support you, then you can let that go. But some different signs that you may start to see that you probably need to acknowledge and say, okay, yes, time for me to just let, you know, whatever it is go, is if you're repeating the same complaint to different people. Mm-hmm. So if you find yourself like saying the same thing to different people and hoping that maybe you get like a different response, and you may go to different people hoping that they'll give you some type of different perspective on it, maybe mm-hmm. to try to convince yourself that it's something that you don't need to let go.
Yeah.
But if you're starting to see yourself, you know, repeating the same issue to other people, it's probably you just trying to like convince yourself that it's something that you should stay in, even though that, you know, that it's not good for you.
Mm.
And then also if your body starts to change, And I think within the last year, maybe just me being in school, I feel like I'm starting to be more in tune with my body, and my body talks to me more, or at least I at least acknowledge, what happens with my body and like the different things that I'm going through. But if you are anxious or if you feel stressed, one thing that I realized, or something that happens to me, is when I'm stressed, I start to like break out. In the beginning, I was like, well, why is this happening? Because I didn't feel stressed, but my body knew I was under stress. And so just being mindful and paying attention to your body, and listen to it and know that, you know, it's telling you something. And so just to make sure that you are acknowledging it and maybe, you know, assessing what's happening or assessing the situation to see what it is that you can do differently.
Yeah.
And then also focusing on what you could have done differently. So if it's a situation that you're constantly thinking, oh, why should have did this? Or why didn't I do this differently? Or, you know, if I could go back in time, I wouldn't have done that. If you're constantly thinking about like, well, I should have handled the situation differently, or I should handle it differently, it's probably something that you should just kind of let go. And then also consistently like altering yourself to fit the situation. If you're finding yourself like, you know, changing who you are completely as a person to kind of, you know, fit into the situation just to make it work, it's probably time you let it go, because you don't want to lose yourself in whatever it is that, you know, you're doing, whether it's like work or a relationship. You want to make sure that you're staying true to yourself and who you are. And so if you feel like, you know, you don't know who you are anymore, or some of the things that you used to do, you're not doing anymore, you might need to like reconsider, or, you know, doing things differently. So, yeah, so those are just a few signs. I know I definitely have realized after the fact, with dealing with different situations, that I should have been more mindful of before. So some ways that you can start to release the things that you, you know, should let go is stop living in chains that you have the key to. And so knowing that you are... you have control and you have power, even though you may not feel like it. And know, you know, at the end of the day, you can decide if it's something that you want to continue with, or you can decide that it's not. You just have to know that there will be, you know, it'll be a tough situation, or a tough decision to make, and just know that, you know, at the end of the day, you have control to make that change. And then also identify and be assertive with your expectations and boundaries. And so don't let a situation, again, kind of like alter who you are. Be confident in what you expect, and don't allow someone to try to convince you that, oh, well, you know, you should do A, B, and C, when you know that's not something that you're okay with doing. Or don't try to like change what your expectations are just to be a people pleaser, or because you feel like that's going to keep somebody around, or to keep the situation at like surface level. And so don't change, you know, what your expectations are in order to do that. And then also become the person that you say that you want to become. And so instead of saying that,
I'm like, what was that? Sorry, we had all type of sound effects happening, y'all. Sorry.
I'm gonna put these rings back on and I forgot.
I know there's been like many situations where I like say, oh, well, I want to do this, or I have an idea of who I want to be in my head. And I think one thing that I started doing this year is just start being that person. It's like, well, why can't I do that now? You know, why can't I be who I want to be in the future now? And I think that that's how you're going to be able to become that person, if you start doing it now instead of like putting it off.
That is my theme for the year. I'm still getting there, still working towards it, but I haven't forgotten.
I feel like it's, for me, it's definitely been a work in progress. I think with that, like, don't, like, beat yourself. Not saying you do this, but just in general, like, you know, don't, it's okay that you're taking, that you take steps to get to that, you know, person. Because the world wasn't built in a day. And so taking steps and knowing and being patient with yourself and being, you know, kind to yourself throughout the process.
Yeah.
And then lastly, and this is something that I do all the time, stop feeling apologetic for things that you are not sorry for when you're alone, because I feel like you're your true self when it's just you and your thoughts. And so, and you know, when you're alone and you don't feel like, okay, I'm not gonna be sorry for that, like, this is what I believe and this is what I want, like, you
be
know
that all the time.
right yeah. Like, be that person that you are when you're alone, because I feel like that's what you really want and what's true to you is when you are spending time alone. So just don't you know, be sorry for feeling how you feel.
That's what I
have for you. For me, I feel like this, I really enjoyed, like, preparing for this segment, because I feel like just going through transitions this year, or even with last year, it's really hard for me to let certain things go. Mm-hmm. And I think to be content with letting things go and being okay that, you know, if it comes, let it come. If it goes, let it go.
Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah,
I'm with you. I liked that. You always got good stuff.
I hope that y'all could read this one day on the blog. That would be awesome, right?
We'll make sure that we
so that they can share it out. Share the episode too, but definitely so they can share out the blog.
Y'all see this blog? Yes. Make sure that you know, share, comment.
Jenny and I was just talking about blogs before you got here.
They stressing me out.
We were talking about them.
I think y'all missed the deadline again.
I mean,
like, go back.
The thing is, we've been thinking about it.
No,
we've been doing work. Just not. It's not.
Jenny, I would beg
and
to
we p- had said that, you know, she gonna be like, well, it's until it's in my folder.
Exactly. We did say that.
Jenny has an undone blog in my folder. This whole time I thought that blog was finished. I went and looked at it. It's quotes and and blurbs, and I'm like, this is not finished.
I'm gonna have to look, because I feel
first,
like,
I was like, is this a poem?
Do you remember what it's about? What is
let me see. What did you?
I thought it was a poem. I can't. Wait.
I wish I could just take my laptop to work. Like,
y'all killing me. I told them to have blogs.
You're telling the family business, and I just don't feel like being exposed. Okay, we have really been slacking, but you know, we are coming. You know, summer 19. We
at this
have
point,
good.
I just got to take the dates off the blogs. Like, I don't even know if that's a possibility.
Once I actually hit the first deadline for real this time, I'm gonna be back in the group. I don't really have an excuse. I wasn't at school. I just don't know what I'd be doing.
I'm gonna ghost them until they write me. I'm just not gonna talk to them. I'm gonna go to little parties and stuff, and I'm gonna just act like I don't see them.
First of all, she could not do
that.
Did
you see that poem?
I can't find it on my phone. I'm gonna have to look at my computer.
Woo. Okay. Well,
progress though, right?
No progress, Jenny. No progress. I'm still waiting. It's all right, y'all. We're gonna get there. Okay, let's yell it back. Sorry, guys. We're on a little tangent there, but
it's your turn.
What you got for us?
I'm ready. I'm ready. That's what I'm saying. I'm ready.
In case you guys haven't figured it out by now, I think we talked about this in the first episode of April. We are in our Be Loved campaign months. So we will launch our official campaign soon, but we are, you know, spending these next few episodes to talk about love in different ways, whether it's friends. So that's why a lot of our topics have been related to dating and relationships and, like, ghosting, because we just want to talk about all the different elements of love. But today, for the Be Love segment, I wanted to talk about how you can combat when you're feeling unlovable.
Because I think that we've all been there, you know, or all been through a time where love has been very frustrating. Or maybe you aren't getting exactly what you need, and that can make you feel like you aren't lovable sometimes. And, you know, it's not a great place to be in, or sometimes people can be very matter of fact about it. And so I just wanted us to talk about, like, if we've ever been there and what kind of led to that feeling unlovable. Yeah, it's a deep one.
Jenny, you ever felt unlovable?
Yes. Sorry. When I think about unlovable, I think about, like, me acting in a way where someone, it's hard for somebody to love me. Or just feeling like...
Okay.
Are you saying, like, just feeling like you... Like, someone's not loving you?
No, just feeling like no one can love you. And if so, why?
Oh, okay. Oh yeah. Ooh.
Yes. Yes.
Why are you so loud on this episode? Yes, I felt like that a lot, and I think that, or a lot in the past. I felt like that for many reasons. I think thinking about, like, all my failed relationships, or situationships, or, you know, like, talking to somebody and we were trying to work on being in a relationship and it didn't happen, and then they go off and get into a relationship, and I'm thinking, like, well, what's wrong with me? You know, I thought that, you know, like, we were trying, and now that they're in another relationship, it's like, well, is something wrong with me? Like, am I not lovable? Yeah, I would probably say that's, like, the biggest thing is, like, you know, being in situations and, you know, seeing everybody else, like, be in dating or whatever, and then they get in a relationship, and then I'm still, like, just doing whatever with the person, and I'm like, well, why can't it just be like I meet someone, we like each other, they like me, we get in a relationship? Like, I feel like it's never been that easy for me. And I'm just thinking, like, well, what's wrong? Like, you know, like, is something wrong with me where somebody don't or can't love me in that way?
I think about it in that way too, but I also even think about, oh, they'll probably kill me for saying this, but my parents, like, we had a very complicated, weird relationship, and I won't go through all the details, but that's just not something that we grew up hearing. And so since we didn't grow up hearing it and we had all this weird stuff that would happen, it was easy for us to kind of draw the conclusion, like, maybe our parents don't love us. And so when you, like, feel like that as a kid and then go into having relationships like you just kind of described, and then you end up feeling like that on another level, like, it just takes you into that space of, okay, well, why am I not worthy of having love in that way? And so I've definitely felt that.
Or I'll think about, like, you know, like, my past and, like, how I grew up, and just, like, thinking about how bad things were, and, like, would somebody, like, accept all of that? Like, would they want, you know, to be with somebody who's dealt with certain things? Or be part of a family? Like, I feel like I'm, like, and I think when I was growing up or, like, dating before, like, I didn't really think about it. And I feel like I'm more so, excuse me, start thinking about it now. Now I'm getting older and thinking about creating a family and things like that. Like, will I ever be able to, you know, be in a relationship or at some point get married and somebody accepting all, you know, all of that?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's kind of hard for me sometimes to disclose that information because it's like, you know, it's something I experienced, but, you know, that's not me.
Right.
And it's hard to try to communicate the difference.
But I can completely relate without even, you know, obviously I don't know all of your life's details too, but I can relate when, you know, me and Nick started dating, me and Nick got serious and blah, 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 like, and him having to be around my family and understanding how we interact, because that's when you know, times where you don't want to have that conversation, don't want to tell them all of these, those are the times you have to, because it's like, I'm seeing how you're interacting with them and I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. And like, this is very different from my family, and I'm trying to understand, and blah, blah, blah. And, and so then you gotta, yeah, you gotta unpack all that. And it's like, is that about to be too much for you? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm about to find out. Or are you gonna love me enough to where that doesn't matter? And it's just like a, oh, okay, well, that's a good to know.
Yeah.
You know, but be sensitive to it, but it's a good to know. And, you know, that doesn't impact us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, everything y'all said. Like, I don't know what else
to add to
it. I mean, I feel like I don't really try to think about it as much, but I don't think anybody that I've been with has loved me. But also a part of that is I just was not with the right people.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to just chalk it up to that. I mean, yeah. People have said that they love me, but I don't think
that they meant it.
Yeah, I don't, yeah. Like, that's not what I perceive love to be, how you mm-hmm. acted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you just liked me a lot, or you were around me, so you felt like
you
that's
were.
How you mm-hmm. felt. But yeah, I don't... I don't think that I always wonder why nobody has loved me, but I don't necessarily think that I am unlovable.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think like I am always okay with being open about like different things or like different mm-hmm. various ways I've been abused in relationships, and I'm not afraid to ever share that, but then yeah, I'm like, is this too much?
Right.
Like, you know, I don't feel like going through this. Like, yeah. I don't feel like telling you. And then, or if I do something, you know, mm-hmm. that I got to explain, oh, this is why I am the way that I am. And I don't feel like doing that sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. And then, like, with my dad, I don't know. I feel like my mom and my family loved me enough, like, to cover up the love mm-hmm. that I didn't really get from my dad.
Yeah.
And so, it's not that I don't think that he doesn't love me, it's I definitely know that he doesn't know how to show it,
right?
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, that is what it is, but it's also not an excuse,
right?
Like, you have to learn how to, you know, yeah. own up to your own trauma, your own mm-hmm. you know, drama in your life. But yeah, I always kind of think about that. I don't know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people don't even know that my parents were married, because I just feel like it was just so long ago.
Yeah.
Or they've been divorced longer.
So long.
But really, they were like married, I mean, for like half of my life. It just mm-hmm. don't feel, I know, right? It just doesn't feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
a little bit less now. I'm getting older. But, but you know, for a good portion of my childhood, mm-hmm. yeah, they were not together. And they got back together. A lot of people don't know that. But, yeah, I think I just start from, you know, the head down. Oh, my mm-hmm. dad doesn't love me like that. Men aren't mm-hmm. going to, you know, love me yeah. in that space. So that's like, that can be real heavy sometimes.
That can be very know? heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I'm in this weird space of, you know, being separated from Nick, and you know, people have a lot of questions, and that doesn't mean that I always have to answer everyone's mm-hmm. questions. But at the same time, it can be, you know, a hard conversation to have, because then people want to draw conclusions. And it's like, no, I kind of want to nip that in the bud
yeah.
without having to tell everything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to be in this space because y'all don't love each other like that. Like, who wants to have that conversation?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, it's like, oh, no, like, we love each other like friends.
Yeah.
Yikes, well, how long has that been? Like, then that just opens right. the floodgate.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, during this time, you know, when we were realizing it, when we were, you know, still together and realizing it more so now, you know, that thought had come to my mind, because it's like, you know, you don't get married to not be together.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't get married and think that, you know, that person would ever stop feeling that way either. And so just having to process that mm-hmm. has been different. It's definitely been different. But how have y'all maybe moved through that feeling when you've felt that way, or maybe you haven't yet, or haven't learned how yet?
I try to separate myself from the situation in a sense. So mm-hmm. more so asking myself and trying to like dig deep into why this person is the way that they are, mm-hmm. and knowing that that doesn't have anything to do with me. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, my dad, I know a good part about his childhood.
Yeah.
You know, so I know why he is the way that he is. Mm-hmm. And so trying not to, you know, make like, oh, our relationship is tainted because of me or something that I did. I know that that's not the case.
Yeah.
And then with men as well, usually the men that I have been in serious relationships have had some type of traumatic experience with their families. Mm-hmm. And so I try to think like, oh, you know, you're like this because of this. And mm-hmm. I've even told them that. And of course they will deny it. And
right.
whatever, or I'm just getting way too deep for them, and right. they don't really like it. But I try to separate myself from there, or try to spin it to a positive, like, oh, just the right people to love me haven't found me yet, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, I feel like in a sense it's something that I'm still kind of like working through. But I think, you know, when I've been in that type of space before, like, I would have to kind of like literally do a reality check and like pull myself out of that type of thought process,
mm-hmm.
and just remind myself, like, you know, like, I'm a really good person. Like, you know, I have a lot of love to give, and that, you know, whatever is happening, like, that's on that individual, because I know, you know, what type of person I am, and that what I'm able to give to somebody. And so I think that just kind of doing a reality check and snapping out of it and just thinking kind of like what Tyra said, like, that person just haven't like found me yet.
Yeah.
Or I haven't found that person. And just knowing that, yeah, I mean, it's not, yeah, I might, you know, have some things that I'm dealing with, but it's not me.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, I just wanted to kind of go over some just things to keep in mind whenever you're feeling like you aren't lovable or getting love in the way that you would expect. Just share a few things to keep in mind, including that you're not everybody's cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know, everyone isn't going to be yours. Mm-hmm. So just because something didn't work out, that doesn't mean that everything in your future won't work out. Just that person didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And like Jenny just said, you know, you just haven't gotten to that person yet. Mm-hmm. And you just got to be patient. Also, that there's a place and time for everything. Mm-hmm. So there's a time for you to be in love with somebody else. There's a time for you to really give love to your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a time where you need to really give love to yourself. And then, you know, being able to distinguish between all of those times, mm-hmm. and be okay and comfortable in them can really help, because maybe that's who you need love from the most at the same time.
Yeah.
Be more specific with yourself. So you say flat out, like, I do not feel like I'm lovable. Mm-hmm. Well, not lovable from who? Like, mm-hmm. who's characterizing that for you? And if it's a specific person, maybe you need to ask yourself, do they deserve your love at mm-hmm. the same time?
Yeah.
Also, is it something that you just believe?
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe the person really does, but, you know, you're just not feeling that way because maybe you have insecurities, or you maybe body shaming yourself, or you have low self-esteem or insecurity. Like, you have these things that you're dealing with personally, so you're blinded to it. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind, and also consider what type of love that you're seeking. And why you're sad, you know, which type aren't you getting, and mm-hmm. what's making you sad about it. So whether you're looking for like big gestures or small ones or quality time, you know, whatever the type of love is that you're missing, just trying to communicate what you need and what you're seeking from someone, who loves in that way. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're dealing with people who don't love in that way, mm-hmm. that you're looking for, and you need to go find somebody who does. So just keep, try to keep those things in mind, because I can guarantee you that you're definitely lovable, but maybe you're just not putting it into perspective of your situation at that time. So yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, I feel like my love for my friends overpowers
everything.
Yeah, like love that I don't get in my romantic life because my life right now is just so heavily revolved around my social life. So even though, even if my friends are in different phases of their life, like some have children, you know, you have a kid.
Yeah.
All of that, you know, I still, like, our friendships haven't changed and they're still tight knit to me.
Yeah.
So I think I get that from whatever I'm not getting in my love life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a good observation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this has been a long one. We're going to wrap this up with some she-spiration from Jenny.
Yes. So
yes, it's his eye.
Leaving you all with a she-spiration.
Oh.
How your voice changes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, so this episode is just a lot for me, and this she-spiration is a lot. So just brace yourself. Okay, so don't be afraid when things feel like they are falling apart, because they are actually falling, or actually probably falling into place.
Oh, wait. If y'all only knew. Oh, man. Just all in the business. Thanks, Jenny.
You're welcome.
Praise Jesus.
Ooh, we've got to go on that note.
That's the sermon. That's it.
That's it. That's all we got.
The collection plate.
Well, we hope to see you guys back here in 2 weeks again for Shenanigans. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to us for the whole episode. And we'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.